Today I was eating lunch with some boys in the cafeteria, and I had asked the boy about which shir he was attending, and he wanted to tell me why he liked the shir. He didn't tell me a piece of Torah he heard from the Rebbe. What he said was the following, paraphrased. The Rebbe started saying something, paused, thought it over, said, "I'm not sure that's correct," and then went on to teach something else. He was struck by the intellectual honesty, the integrity, that the Rebbe wouldn't say something unless he was sure that it was the emes, that it was true. If the Rebbe would have given them a lecture on the importance of only saying things that one knows is true, it would have had far less effect than the Rebbe actually demonstrating it by how he spoke and didn't speak to a shir. The power of observing someone's behavior rather than simply listening to his words is clearly indicated by the Gemara that says, "Gadol shimusha yose milimuda." Being around the Talmud Chacham, observing him, trying to help him, has much greater impact than even learning his Torah. Sefer Bereishis has very little halacha in it. The lives of our avos are described in detail as models for us to learn from. I want to focus, since it is Parshas Toldos, the Shabbos, and the one of the avos that seems to not have had the same level of impact as the other two. Parshas Toldos, beginning with El Toldos Yitzhak ben Avraham, Avraham Halidus Yitzchak, we know the Rashi. Yitzchak is seen as looking like and emulating his father Avraham. The one time we're told of something that he doesn't follow Avraham, when there's a rov, there's a famine, and he's about to go down to Mitzrayim, just like Avraham did, Hashem tells him, "No, you're to stay in Eretz Yisrael." But virtually every other respect, he digs the wells that his father had dug. When facing a challenge, concerned about what will happen to him because of the beauty of his wife, he uses the exact same strategy that Abraham used before him. In fact, if we go through the parshios where Yitzhak is described in Vayera, in Yakeda, the key figure is Avraham. Hashem speaks to Avraham. The Malach tells Avraham to stop and not slaughter his son. Yitzchak seems to play a passive role going along. Chayisara, clearly Yitzchak's role in his getting a wife, again, is passive. In the Sedra of Toldos, Yitzchak, the key players are Yaakov and Esav. In our Tfilos, in Yamidah, we say, "Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. Certainly, Kadosh Baruch Hu is one in every possible way. Why the three different Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov? And Chazal understood it is that the experience of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was different for Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the three of them, the three Avos, represent the models of relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that impact on all of us. So we know Avraham. Avraham symbolized Chesed, Emuna. Yaakov was the struggle in going into Golos, a life having to compete with, confront all kinds of enemies from within and without, and to survive and maintain his commitment. But Yitzchak, where do we see the greatness of Yitzchak? And if it is true that Yitzchak always emulated Avraham, so then there's no separate Elokei Yitzchak. It's the same as Elokei Avraham. He's the copy. But the truth is that if I were to emulate someone and try to follow everything that he did, I wouldn't be the same. After all, the person who did it first blazed the path, established the pattern, and I would be seen as a copy. However, if I developed, deepened that pattern, even if I didn't originate something new, I would have accomplished something. If we think of building the Jewish people, or we think of making the original contributions of Avraham a way of life to be maintained and followed by a people, what was necessary was not that every generation move in a different direction, but that it become solidified and made permanent, which is the essence of the contribution of Yitzchak. Yitzchak takes what Abraham has initiated and solidifies and make it something permanently embedded in future generations. We already had a hint that Abraham was selected to be told about stone because, not only because what he does, but he's going to teach future generations to go in the Derech Hashem. Lasot Tzedakah u'Mishpat. Yitzchak represents completing that, making it not just one individual, but something that had permanence. The truth of the matter is that all people are different. We all have different natures, different talents and qualities. If we truly want to take advantage and build on what we are and our qualities, we have to have a model that we can identify with. Some will be able to identify with Avraham. They see themselves as creating a new path, showing initiative and drive, being able to take on the world, being creative. Others will see themselves as having the inner strength and restraint to continue the path, to deepen it, to absorb it, give it a sense of completeness and permanence. And still others will be the Yaakovs who start off in the Ohalim Shel Torah and somehow have the strength to confront the Esavs, the Lavans, the conflicts with his own, amongst and within his own children, and still retain. We need the three models of the three Avos because they reflect different kinds of personalities. And people have to be true to themselves and at the same time be going towards the same goal. The Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, after all, is the same Hashem Hu Elokim. It's not three different Chas V'Shalom versions. It's one Hashem, but each one of the Avos, and ultimately each one of us, must experience that Kadosh Baruch Hu in our own terms, as it relate, he relates to us in our personalities, in our character, in our ways. And it's important that we say all three, not to see some as somehow superior or inferior to the other. Each one contributes in his own unique ways. I was asked to speak about role models. I can't talk to you of how to become a role model, because I find it somewhat presumptuous and condescending to assume that a person can declare himself a role model. I only do such, people who follow me and see me as a role model. It has to be something that emerges from who we are and how we behave, and that others will recognize that integrity and that commitment and want to follow in what we do. If we want to stand for Hasmada, it's not just getting up and giving a drasha about everyone should be a masmid, then we have to be a masmid ourselves, that people will see it and learn by observing how we behave. If we stand for caring for other people, again, it doesn't flow from a speech. It comes because we care for other people. And it's apparent in how we act and how we relate to them. The Gemara Numa, quoted by the Rambam and the Parak of Kiddush Hashem, talks about the kind of behavior that can cause the Hashem to be misahev ayodech, that the kiyum of Ahavas Hashem, not only by our loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our, if we are perceived as being the Am Hashem, the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our behavior be such that those who see us will say, if that's what a Torah committed Jew does, that's how he lives, then there must be something special about a life of keeping Torah. Something that they can recognize and they will respond accordingly. The Rav Zatzal said on a number of occasions that if you're going to really have hashpa, influence on the broader society, in particular the non-observant Jews, who unfortunately are a large majority at present of the Jewish people, that how are we going to influence them? if we're going to be very meticulous in keeping kashrus properly, not likely that it'll have much impact if they don't keep kosher. It doesn't mean anything to them. I can go on. We keep Shabbos. Again, our impact can only come in those areas that they understand. If a Torah observant Jew is more ethical, is more honest, more dependable, kinder than everyone else, that they'll understand. And they'll begin to realize that living a life of Torah has transformed us to the kind of people they would like to emulate. And there must be something that has that impact. Unfortunately, we live in a time where that is not always the case, where too often people who are seen as committed to Torah are not the same time seen as ethical, honest individuals. It is that area which I would stress to you, if you want to be a role model, that you should demonstrate by simply by how you act, what you do, and what you don't do. There are areas in halacha where there are many volumes, many se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch, because they're very complicated to do it properly. There are other areas, the halachas of bikacholim, of nicham aveilim, there's almost nothing there. I know when Rachmana Litzlan, as a youngster, one has to go to a Beis Avol for the first time, and one struggles to memorize the phrase of Hamakom Yenachem. You want to say it correctly. But anyone who understands what's going on, and this is not to say that one shouldn't say the proper phrase of Hamakom Yenachem Esra, understands that that is the formal aspect of Nicham Aveilim. But the real Nicham Aveilim is achieved by somehow communicating to the Avel that one shares his pain. And one really identifies with him and wants to make his life easier. Similarly in Bikacholim. Can't be described in a lot of se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch. It's only if you go to a Beis Avel the same time as someone of Talmid Chacham, a person who understands it, and just observe them when they speak and when they don't speak, how they respond to what the Avel says to them, the sensitivity that they have, then one can truly understand what it means to Mekayim Nicham Aveilim. And that's true in many areas of our life. Baruch Hashem, you were blessed to live in a time, I guess I'm comparing it with when I was your age, where the growth in the amount of Torah study is incredible. People have said to me, you seem to know all kinds of people and all the people of your time. I smile and say, truth is, it's easy. Unfortunately, there weren't so many people sitting and learning in yeshivas above a certain age. So I got to know most of them. There were a few of us. But today, Baruch Hashem, this base medrash and so many other bate medrash are filled with people learning Torah. So when it comes to the knowledge that one gets from Svarim, from learning, there's been a tremendous growth. Baruch Hashem. It's not always clear that the knowledge that one gets from observing people and gaining a sense of appropriateness, how to behave and how to respond, which can't be gotten solely out of Svarim, has grown apace. Take any one of the three avos that you think relates, that you can identify with, or even mix and match. Take a little of one, a little of the other. Take them as a model. As we read the rest of the parashos in Bereishis, see how they respond to various circumstances. Learn from it, and hopefully you'll be a model for those that follow you in the future.